I would like to share a really remarkable idea on the Haftorah that we read for this week for Parshas Naso. The Haftorah of this week takes us to the dramatic episode of Shimshon and his parents. Shimshon, of course, will grow up to become somewhat of a tragic and ambiguous figure in Tanakh, but the Haftorah starts in the beginning. Manoach, who is described as a simple Jew, and his wife are having difficulty conceiving a child. In response to her prayers, an angel is sent by Hashem to tell Manoach and his wife that they would have a child, but not an ordinary child. It's going to be an extraordinary child who would dedicate and be a Nazir for life. And even during her pregnancy, Manoach's wife should take on some of those halachos of being a Nazir. But the angel leaves. Manoach davens to Hashem, vayetar Manoach el Hashem, and the angel appears again. Manoach wants to know, vayorenu manasa lanar hayulat. How should I raise this child? And when the angel returns, the exact same instructions are repeated to both Manoach and his wife concerning this child who was yet to be born. As Rav Shimon Schwab, the great leader of the Breuer's community in Washington Heights, what was Manoach asking a second time? The angel had already told him the basic information. The child was going to become a Nazir, and in preparation, his mother had to act in a certain way. What more was there to know? If Manoach needed to know the laws of being a Nazir, open the Torah. Open the psukim and find out what it means to be a Nazir. Suggests Rav Schwab, Manoach wasn't asking about the laws of being a Nazir. Rather, he was called the angel back because he didn't know how he, a simple Pashut Jew, how could he raise such a holy Nazir? How, says Manoach, can I raise a Nazir if I am not a Nazir myself? How can I raise a child to do something if I myself don't model that behavior? And the angel therefore responds, Mikol Asher Amarti Ala Isha Tishamer. From everything that I told your wife, Tishamer, that you as well should do. You, Manoach, should adopt some of these laws so that you will also be, in a certain sense, a Nazir. Instead of saying, do as I say, not as I do, the angel instructs Manoach to raise Shimshon with the philosophy of do as I do. This commentary of Schwab echoes the concluding Gemara in Sukkah, which describes the very sad case of a woman named Miriam. Miriam the Gemara tells us was the daughter of Bilga, a Levi who served with distinction in the Beis HaMikdash. Tragically, she abandoned her Judaism, marries a non-Jewish Greek officer. During the times of the Hanukkah story, when the Greeks entered the Beis HaMikdash, Miriam, this woman, leads the way, showing them where to go. And she stamped with her sandal upon the earth, upon the Mizbeach, mocking God. When the rabbis heard this, they obviously are not pleased, and instead of punishing her, they punish her whole family. The Gemara asks, her whole family? They didn't do anything wrong? The Gemara answers, Mishum barte constantly ledide. You're going to punish the whole family? And the Gemara says, yes. Vabaye kida amre inshi shusa dianuka beshuka odavua odiime. Whatever that child heard, whatever Miriam did was not only on her own, but influence about what was happening, what was being said around the Shabbos table, around dinner, around different times. It's important, this story of Manoach teaches us that it's not only that we can say how to act and say the proper things, but that we have to model them. We have to model what it means to be someone who davens, to be someone who does chesed, to be someone who doesn't speak lashon hara. We have to make sure that we are modeling the proper behavior. And as Rav Schwab articulates, the real values and ethics that are transmitted are taught, for better or worse, through our behavior. To raise children in a community who grow into these kind of true B'nai and B'nos Torah, you have to plant those seeds of goodness through our own conduct. And that's why the angel comes back. Not to say once again just the rules, but you're right, Manoach. If you want to do it, you as well have to model that behavior. Have a wonderful Shabbos.